Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, John. Hi.
Hello, white people. Hello, white people. I'm ready. I'm there.
Was that your Frangela?
That was
the most awful Frangela I've ever heard.
That Gosar family, that was like Abel doing an intervention for Cain,
yeah.
What we just heard there. Right. That was, whoa, that's real love right there. Boy.
Gosar.
I think y'all are really harsh on the man. I think it's great we allow him to serve in Congress openly on an outpatient basis. I think that represents progress. Any intern at any company in America, in all 50 states, if that intern, an unpaid intern, were to post an animation of him killing a female coworker, that intern would be fired, because in America, we hold unpaid interns to a higher standard than Republican members of Congress.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Matt Gaetz wants to hire Kyle Rittenhouse as a congressional intern. You said Matt Gaetz hopes to pay underage teen for services. So that's something new. That's something new for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Move over, Nestor.
But they really are, as David Gosar said, they're just the troll caucus now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just, all they're there to do is just, even as I watched it, Chris, being the most easily triggered liberal in America, I was like, he always has that same smirk on his face, and look at me, I got away with child sex trafficking, allegedly.
All the time.
And,
the time.
Right, and just, I'm going to, this will get him. I'm going to say in the Heil Kyle Rittenhouse is the, right? And you're like, double murder is not funny to the victims' families and to a lot of us, right? It's just, And you said you said sometimes Lauren Boebert makes me embarrassed to be a racist, grifter, imbecile. That's bad.
But when we watch Kevin McCarthy give this 8-hour oration, this public therapy on stage mixed with a terrible one-person show festival we sat through last night, I mean, literally being heckled by the Democrats as it went on, like, I needed to love AOC more. Kevin McCarthy thinks that he's the future of the party. Even if he's Speaker, he's not the future of the party.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Mr. Gosar are the future of the party. Again, it's not even it's not the party of Lincoln. It's not even the party of Bush anymore.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, you also commented on the news media, as we've been doing. Turns out the Bureau of Labor Statistics underestimated job growth from June to September by 626,000 jobs. That is the highest number ever. And you said tune into Fox News to hear more, which but even the mainstream media, I didn't hear that covered hardly anywhere. Oops. All that dire coverage about Biden and the Democrats in the summer was also incorrect.
You're so right. Look at all the positive job numbers. When Biden took office, it was 900,000 jobless claims a week. Last week, it was down to 269,000. It was 220,000 before the pandemic began. We wanted someone boring who would fix things and improve it. And guess what? It turns out someone boring and competent and less corrupt who's fixing things doesn't get the clicks, doesn't get the eyeballs, doesn't get the ratings numbers. So the media is going to try and chase the Fox demographic any way they can. And listen, the media having this double standard against Biden, it proves, again, the media is not liberal. It's as liberal as the corporations that own it. The journalists may be liberal, but the only bias the media has is to clicks.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that still. So, Build Back, what he signed on Monday in the infrastructure bill was so monumental. and our media had forgotten about it by Tuesday. Brittany's conservatorship had got more coverage than the fact that we're replacing every lead pipe in America.
We thought it was a joke, and Chuck Todd literally did an entire segment the day after they signed infrastructure, or how this is a death knell for Democrats for 2022, and how it was an epilogue, really. Yes, as you said, MAGA people who got suckered about building a wall are sending death threats to 13 Republicans for voting to build bridges. I mean, this is how ridiculous this, because this is not even, now this is Republicans, Trump voters, sending Republican Trump voting representatives death threats for voting to improve their drinking water or bridges or broadband.
For what Trump promised he would do for 5 years. Right. This is the most uncertain, scary period in our history since that time Dick Cheney had heart surgery and Bush almost became the president.
Right.
Like, as
that
of
was
now,
bad. That was bad.
Billionaires go to space for entertainment and vets go to food pantries to feed their kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I have a new video premiering today for on Political Voices Network, Caffeinated Number 3, and it's called Bribe Back Better. And it's all about how we can finally sway Manchinima to do the right thing. Lobbyists have to bribe every legislator on the state and local and federal level. Yeah. We the people only have to buy two. And this new video is all about how I believe we the American people can do a better job than lobbyists at bribing our elected officials.
There you go. We can do it. Speaking of VPs, you said the irony of Mike Pence is that the most memorable thing he ever did is also the one thing he would like GOP voters to forget.
I mean, that's it, right? The one good thing he did in his life is the thing that Republicans will use against him for the rest of his life. That's all you need to know about the party. I mean, they're monogamous with this lie. 60 lawsuits thrown out of court, some with extreme prejudice. The Republican director of Homeland Security saying it was the most secure election in our history. There was no fraud, but it's like Obama's birth certificate all over again.
Yeah.
Trump admitted Obama was born here, but these racists still can't admit it, and they still can't admit he lost. And it's going to be Chris Christie and Josh Hawley and Ron DeSantis trying to see who can be the sane, competent fascist.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Speaking of birtherism and just racism, this, what's his name? Is he Whalen or Madam? I don't ever remember.
He's Waylon Flowers.
Right, John.
Oh, the senator from
Kennedy.
Twitterville.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. This was just, did you see this? Just
talk
about being
thing.
A racist, misogynist bully.
It's McCarthy cosplay.
Yeah.
Right. He calls the Biden nominee a comrade. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade, because she grew up in Kazakhstan, right? A former Soviet.
Right.
So he immediately focused on her involvement in a communist youth group. As a child growing up in a former Soviet satellite, everyone is a member of that. It's a normal part of progress in school. But I mean,
it's like joining the Boy Scouts here or the Girl Scouts here.
But it's just, this is who they are. They're racist bullies. Take a listen real quick, John.
I don't mean any disrespect.
Yeah, I
don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Senator, I'm not a communist. I do not subscribe to that ideology. I could not choose where I was born. I do not remember joining any Facebook group that subscribes to that ideology. I would never knowingly join any such group. There is no record of me ever actually participating in any Marxist or communist discussions of any kind. My family suffered under the communist regime.
My favorite was the woman that whispered, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
And then the gasps.
I think that was Elizabeth Warren.
The gasps. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth Warren cleaned his clock.
I know. Yeah.
She might walk because the only Kennedy knows she's not a communist. He knows all of this. In fact,
she's been a citizen. She's been a citizen for 15 years. She's a veteran of the George W. Bush administration.
Right.
But the look on her face tells you everything about who this party is. Yeah. They're just racist, sexist bullies from top to bottom.
Also, you know, there is one member of Congress who was born in the Soviet Union, and she's a Republican from Indiana. And they all know this. And, you know, Kennedy knows this as well. But Kennedy is there, like Liz Warren said, to do the bidding of the big banks. And as comptroller, she will make it harder for the big banks to rip off working people. And that's what that smear job, that McCarthy cosplay was all about. But, you know, he was badgering her saying, well, did you ever write a letter to resign? Did you ever write it? You know, it's not like the Boy Scouts, Chris. It's like the Hitler Youth. You had to be in it. You couldn't just walk away like, I don't know, the Texas Air National Guard because you felt like it. But here's the thing. John Kennedy is 69 years old. Until he was 53, he was a Democrat. So I think conservatives should demand to see the letter of resignation he sent when he left the Democratic Party.
Maybe that's who Q. Maybe that's who Q was waiting for in Dealey Plaza. Maybe they're confused. Maybe it was that Kennedy.
Yes, they're waiting for him to show up. Did you see the video? He looks like John Goodman's racist, evil grandma. I mean, what's happening? The man's he's melting into his own dickie. It's horrendous.
Can I just say, you know me, I love when you speak Jesus, when you speak Bible. Could you take your organ out for me?
Right away.
On the Twitter. You said Luke 22. Luke 22 is a popular Jesus is pro-gun argument. However, if you read the whole story, Jesus goes on to tell them not to buy swords and then says he who lives by the sword will die by the sword. Even I know that one. But if they'd actually read the New Testament, they would not have supported Trump. Also, you said Flynn and the GOP understand the Constitution as well as they understand the New Testament. The whole, yes, we should be a nation of one under one religion.
You need more proof that these guys are anti-Semitic, that only one religion. I mean, that would, if America only
not
had
you Jews,
if Christianity was the only religion allowed, they would have to evict Jesus because Jesus never stopped being a Jew. And a damn fine with that. If Jesus was alive today, I bet he put out a great Christmas album like all the other Jews, like Bob Dylan and Irving Berlin and Neil Diamond and Barbra Streisand. All the good Christmas albums come from the Jews. The religion Jesus never abandoned. Luke 22 is where Jesus says, sell your cloak and buy a sword. All the right-wing fascists use this. Jesus said, turn the other cheek to those who abuse you. In the context of this, he was saying, the prophecy says we have to be criminals. So go sell your cloak and buy a sword. They say, hey, Jesus, we have two swords already. Jesus says, that's enough. Don't buy anything. Then they show up to arrest him. They try to fight back, and Jesus commands his followers, do not fight back. He who lives by the sword will die by the sword, and he willingly goes. And the right wing only hears, sell your cloak and buy a sword. That's it.
Yeah.
Just like they don't hear the well-regulated militia part of the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
So even if you're an atheist, it's a Bible verse you can use against these revoltingly fake blasphemers.
Which verse is it where he encourages you to cross straight lines with an AR-15 and provoke trouble and murder two people? Which one was that?
Huh? Right? Mike Flynn, thou shalt bear false witness when under oath to the FBI. All of these people. You know, shame on the Democrats if they let these guys steal Christianity the way they stole the flag. Yeah. We got to take decency back from these Pharisees and fascists. We really do. Yeah. They don't have family values. They don't give a rat's ass about the troops or policemen. If they really cared about preventing abortion, they'd get behind birth control and sex ed in school.
Yeah.
They're frauds. They believe in nothing but their own power, and they do nothing to...
Don't let them get in front of you on legalizing weed.
Right.
Weed is ours.
Oh, they're doing it. I've been saying it for years. The Democrats are going to let the GOP steal this topic, and then they're going to do it. And legal weed is more popular than the two political parties keeping legal weed illegal.
Okay. Don't do it. All right. Take weed back. We love you, John Fugelsang. We'll talk to you next week.
Take back weed, and I forget the rest.
Exactly.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.